Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn here. Today is Tuesday, April 6th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue, right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office has arrested David Lewinson, 83, for murder in the death of his wife, according to reports by the Polk County Sheriff's Office. Lewinson confessed to killing his wife over a 911 call. According to the arrest affidavit, the incident occurred on March 31st after the couple got into an argument. The couple lived on Mayfair Drive in Kissimmee. Lewinson reportedly advised deputies the argument was over his wallet that his wife hid from him. His stories changed several times, but eventually he advised that he use a piece of curtain cord to do the act. A search warrant produced a piece of curtain that had a loop tied to the end of it. A witness, who could only speak through sign language, saw the suspect put the cord around his wife's neck. Deputies have charged Lewinson with first-degree murder, and he is currently being held without bail in the Polk County Jail. Your local events, the church family of Maranatha Baptist Church of Hardy County announces that Pastor Jordan Hirschberger has accepted the call to become the pastor of the church. He began his ministry on Sunday, April 4th in a special installation service, and special services will be conducted throughout the month with Pastor Jordan preaching at each service. Your jobs here in the area: Seminole Gulf Railway is looking for a laborer. A driver's license and U.S. work authorization are required, and a high school diploma or GED and 1 year of construction experience are preferred. Lake and Bay Boats is offering a full-time position for a fiberglass fabricator, and Lighthouse Addiction Services is looking for an office manager. A high school diploma or GED is required, and at least 1 year of good communication and office management experience are preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside by doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night. You make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, @gmail.com. If you have any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers, make sure to send them to us as well. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here in Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 77 degrees out, feels like 85, sunny, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 9, very high. Winds east at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. The humidity is ideal at 43%. Dew point is 53, the cloud cover 3%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling all the way up at the observable 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Anzalfo Springs, last updated 9:45 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Wednesday, sunny, highs in the mid-80s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. And Wednesday night, clear, lows in the upper 50s, east winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming southeast after midnight. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. 2021 is shaping up to be a big year for California strawberries. The California Strawberry Commission's December acreage survey showed a total of 36,487 acres for 2021. California strawberry acreage planted in the fall and harvested during the traditional winter, spring, and summer seasons was reported at 28,407 acres, up 5.7% from last year. Held annually in Tokyo, FoodX is traditionally the largest food trade show in Asia. And due to COVID, the event was much smaller this year. But the U.S. Meat Export Federation was exhibiting U.S. pork and beef products at FoodX and found the scaled-back version an excellent venue for face-to-face meetings. USMEF Senior Marketing Manager in Japan, Tom Casatani, says the smaller exhibition gave prospective customers an opportunity to spend more time learning about the attributes of U.S. red meat. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai told her European Union counterpart that she has a strong desire to develop a more positive and productive trade relationship with the EU. According to AgWeb.com, the two agreed to work on priorities such as climate change, the digital economy, and strengthening U.S.-EU cooperation on large non-market economies like China. It's not clear if they discussed Tai's decision to proceed with preparations for potential tariffs against goods from certain EU members over digital service taxes they've imposed.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altacet IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacet IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacet IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altacetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars worth of free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. Florida blueberry season is currently underway, albeit a little bit later than usual. To help growers in northern and central Florida, the University of Florida is releasing a new blueberry variety to the market. UF's Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences has released a new cultivar of blueberry called Sentinel, in honor of Alto Strawn, who is a longtime extension administrator who also owns several farms near the Gainesville campus. The new cultivar was first tested on Strawn's farm in Waldo, Florida. Research indicated that this new blueberry is best suited for Florida's northern and central regions. Blueberries are about a $60 million a year industry in Florida. Florida's blueberry farmers produce about 10 to 12 million tons annually in Florida, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service. As stated by Patricio Munoz from IFAS, the Sentinel blueberry increases the farmer's yield, for central and northern Florida. It's a low-chill southern high bush variety. UF IFAS breeds southern high bush varieties, which are synonymous with low chill and can be grown in the south. The new cultivar is a higher quality fruit than past IFAS cultivars. It also gives the grower the best market window. Munoz said the variety has also tested in multiple flavor panels at UF, and they rated the Sentinel variety high in regard to flavoring.
The best value in pasture hornfly control just got better. Altaset IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where hornflies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altaset IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altaset IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit altasetigr.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing broadly higher on Wall Street as the economy showed more signs that it's continuing to recover. The S&P 500 rose 1.4% today to another record high. The gains came after the government reported last week that employers went on a hiring spree in March, adding 916,000 jobs, the most since last August. Investors had a delayed reaction to the encouraging jobs report, which was released on Friday when stock trading was closed. The services sector today also showing strong growth in March. The Dow gained 374 points to close at 33,527. The NASDAQ was ahead 225 to 13,705. The S&P 500 up 58 to 4,077. New York OFL $2.80, closing at $58.65 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Baylor takes on Gonzaga tonight for the NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. Baylor coach Scott Drew said both teams are worthy finalists.
You look at it, both teams have really handled the expectations and pressure, and both teams are in this position. So we're excited. Players always want to play against the best, and Gonzaga's definitely been the best this year as far as haven't been beaten yet.
Tip off at 9:30 Eastern. NCAA Women's Basketball Championship Sunday, Stanford topped Arizona 54-53, giving coach Tara Vanderveer her first title since 1992. An Associated Press survey of Division I athletic directors found nearly 73% believe allowing athletes to be compensated for use of their name, image, or likeness will decrease the number of schools that have a chance to be competitive in college sports. This is SRN Sports. Baseball finals, White Sox fall to the Angels 7-4, Twins 8-2 over the Brewers, Blue Jays beat the Yankees 3-1, Cleveland 9-3 over the Tigers, it was the Orioles sweeping Boston 11-3, Rangers beat the Royals 7-3, Astros sweep the weekend series from Oakland 9-2, Phillies beat the Braves 2-1, Reds pummel the Cards 12-1, Cubs get by the Pirates 4-3, the Dodgers double the Rockies 4-2, and the Diamondbacks beat the Padres 3-1. On the NBA hardwood, it was the Bulls 115, Nets 107, Clippers 104, Lakers 86. The Lakers still without LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Celtics 116, Hornets 86. Grizzlies beat the 76ers 116-100. Hawks 117-111 over the Warriors. Pelicans beat the Rockets 122-115. Nuggets rally past the Magic 119-109. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960 at First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, I ordered a chicken and an egg from Amazon. Soon I'll know the answer to that age-old question. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.